弟兄姊妹好。
Brother and sister, greeting. 嗯。
没有打开吗？对不起啊，说那个要学习彼此顺服，这个都没有打开啊，可不可以听得到 ？It's OK 啊。OK， 谢谢。我想这是一个弟兄姊妹的配搭。
This is just coordinated from every brothers and sister that we will be able to do this, right?
告诉你们一个秘密。
I'll tell you a secret.
我们那个信息预备好以后，那么我们就是要送给那个翻译的弟兄。
After the message was prepared, we need to send it to the translator.
那么我们的弟兄就设一个网络的一个 website， 那么我们可以 upload。
And we have set up a website where you can upload the file.
我送出去以后，忘了打电话给 Uncle Emil.
And after I sent it out, I forgot to call Uncle Emil.
然后后来听说那个我们领会的弟兄收到大纲以后就 copy 一份给他。
And I heard that the leader of service, after he received one, he sent a copy to him.
我想这个是在主里头弟兄姊妹的配搭。
And I think this is how we work together in as brother in Christ.
主借着弟兄姊妹，来牧养你我。
That God through the brothers and sisters, God will shepherd us.
我们今天就是回到主耶稣是好的牧人。
Today we would go back to talk about that our Lord Jesus is a good shepherd.
主耶稣说
，And our Lord Jesus said.
说，也是说，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
He said, "I came that they might have life and have it to the full."
那么，这个更丰盛，不是指着物质方面的丰盛。
And this abundance is not just talking about materials.
也不是肉体生命的丰盛。
Or just abundance in our flesh.
我们的生命。顶多活到200岁就要过去了。
And our life maybe we can live all the way up to 200 years, but we will pass away.
我们主是说到那个属灵的生命的丰盛。
But our Lord is talking about the spiritual abundance.
那个永远生命的丰盛。
The abundance of the eternal life.
就是主的生命。
And that's the life of our Lord.
他乐意把这个生命给了你，给了我。
He's pleased to give you and I this life.
得着更丰盛的生命
to receive a life to the full
我们一起说更丰盛的生命
Let's say it together the more abundant life
更丰盛的生命声音还不够大我们再讲一次更丰盛的生命你愿意不愿意
Are you willing to receive it?
就是说我是好牧人好牧人喂养舍命
Our Lord said I'm the good shepherd the good shepherd will lay down his life
这个爱是神的爱
And this love is the love of God.
不只是主赦免你我的罪，我们成了神的儿女。
Not only that our Lord has forgiven our sins to become His children.
乃是在这里更深的爱，经常的牧养、管教、责备我们。
But the deeper love is always continue to discipline us.
在希伯来书十二章第五节告诉我们，我们受管教的时候，不可轻看，也不可灰心。
In Hebrew, it tells us that as we are being disciplined, we should not be ignorant of it.
我们上一次交通到哈巴古书。
And last time we talked from the book of Habakkuk.
哈巴古书是一卷喜乐的书信。
Habakkuk is a joyful book.
但是哈巴古也是说到一封复兴的书信。
It also is a letter of revival.
但是复兴从哪里来？
But where does the revival come from?
复兴从神的爱，从神的管教里头来。
It's from the love and also from the discipline of God.
或者说是从神的审判而来。
Or we can say it's from the judgment of God.
我想我们不喜欢讲到审判。
And many times we do not like to talk about judgment.
但是我们可以接受主的爱对我们的管教。
But we can receive the judgment, the discipline from the love of God.
哪里有审判，哪里有复兴。
Where there is a judgment, there will be revival.
哪里有管教，哪里有丰盛的生命。
And where there is discipline, where there will be abundant life.
但是这个管教，这个审判，然后从神的家中起手。
But the discipline and the judgment must start from the household of God.
主爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
为你我舍命。
He dies for us.
为了叫你我得到更丰盛的生命。
So that we can receive this more abundant life.
上一次我们就交通到主对使徒约翰的牧养。
And last time we talked about the shepherding of Apostle John.
约翰的意思，他的名字有两个意思。
And the meaning of the name John had two meanings.
他的约翰的意思就是神的恩典。
And the first one is the grace of God.
但另外约翰还有另外一个名字是叫做半奇尼。这个意思就是说雷子 the son of the thunder.
And the other meaning is the son of thunder.
那么说出他是一个脾气很大的人。
That he has a big temper.
他发起脾气来好像大雷一样。
And when he lost his temper, it's just like the thundering.
那感谢主，主牧养他。
And thank the Lord that the Lord shepherd him.
他亲近主，他经常靠在主的胸膛上。
He came close to our Lord and always on the side of the Lord.
他成了一个爱的使徒。
And become the apostle of love.
在约翰福音里头讲到爱。
In the book of John, it talks about love.
在约翰一书里头，二十三书里头都讲到主的爱。
In the first, second, and third John also talk about love.
他是一个像主耶稣基督的爱，大爱的一个人。
And he had great love for our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢主，我们现在中国人讲说江山易移，本性难改。
And thank the Lord that a Chinese saying that it's hard to change the character of a person.
但若在基督里头，他是新造的人，旧事已过，都成了新的。
But in Christ, everything was the old self had passed away. The new self had come.
他听主的话，他接受主的引导跟带领，接受主的责备，他就得到了丰盛的生命。
He listened to the word of God, and then through the rebuke of the Lord, then he changed and had this abundant life.
今天我们第二个，我们讲到主对彼得使徒彼得的牧养。
The second, we will talk about the shepherding of the Apostle Peter.
那么我们就讲到第一个，讲到饶恕七十个七次。
And the first one, we'll talk about how to forgive 77 times.
彼得是一个喜欢做头、喜欢讲话的人。
Peter, he likes to be the leader who likes to talk.
如果是他跟他兄弟之间的关系，应该是他得罪他的兄弟安德烈，而不是安德烈得罪彼得。
It should be more likely that he will sin against his brother Andrew rather than Andrew against him.
他到耶稣面前去告状。
So he went to Jesus and talked about that.
他说我的弟兄得罪我，我应该赦免他几次。
He said, if my brother had sinned against me, how many times should I forgive him?
耶稣说，他讲说应该赦免七次够不够？
And he said, "Is 7 times enough?"
可是主耶稣回答说，不是七次，是七十个七次。
But our Lord Jesus replied that it's not 7 times, but 77 times.
那主耶稣就讲到一个比喻。
And then our Lord Jesus gave a parable.
他就讲到有两个人。
He said there are two people.
第一个人欠了王非常大的一个债。
And the first one had owed the master a great amount of money.
这个在马太福音里头就告诉我们，相当一千万的银子。
And that's it's about 1,000 silvers.
那么翻译转成US dollar 大概是有300万。
And to turn name it for today's dollar, the US dollar about $3 million.
那么这个王就说，那么你要卖你。一切所有的，你的儿女，你的田地，然后来偿还这个债。
And so the master said that you have to sell all your property and become my slave to repay this debt.
后来他就谦卑祈求这个王能够赦免他。
So this man humbled himself and then pleaded that for the king to forgive this debt.
王赦免了他。
And the king had forgave him.
现在讲到第二个人。
Then talk about the second person.
他出去以后，他碰到这个人，这个人说曾经欠他十两银子。
And he went out. This man went out and met this other man. He owed him only $100.
相当于今天美金多少钱
？And how much would that be in U.S. dollars?
大概是美金7块钱。
or maybe about $7.
一个是300万, 一个是7块钱.
One is $3 million, the other one is $7.
可是这个人, 他说这个人欠我7块钱, 那么这个人如果另外那个人是祈求他能够赦免他。
Similarly, the other man had pleaded and so that he can forgive him of his debt.
可是他并没有赦免。
But he did not do that.
那么有人就去告诉这个王。
So somebody and went and told this king.
那王就很生气。
And the king was very angry.
就交给掌刑的，等他还清所有的债。
And then he turned over to the officer so until he paid the debt.
耶稣重点下面说。 你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄, 我天父也这样要这样待你们。
It said, this is how Heavenly Father will treat you unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
在马太福音第5章第7节告诉我们, 怜悯人的有福了, 因为他们必蒙怜悯连续。
In Matthew 5 tells us that blessed are those who are merciful because they will be shown mercy.
在新约, 雅各书里头就告诉我们, 因为那不怜悯人的,
in the book of James it also tells for those who are not merciful
也要受无怜悯的审判,
he will also receive the merciless judgment.
怜悯原是向审判夸胜,
and to be merciful is to have victory over judgment.
今天我们有许多的疾病,
today we have many sicknesses.
这疾病可能是跟着许多的所谓的压力 stress 有关系。
And maybe these sicknesses may be related to all the stress we have.
当压力来的时候，我们里头就没有安息。
When the stress comes, then we won't have rest.
我们领会的弟兄今天宣召的话，往劳苦担重担的人到我面前就得到安息。
Our leader, sir, brother, said that for those who are heavy and laid burden, they should come and receive the rest.
你知道英文里头有一个字非常有意思，你知道吗？
In the English word, there's a word that's very meaningful.
安哥，你可不可以猜得到？ 你想想看，如果讲到疾病，平常是用什么字？
When we talk about sickness, what kind of word do we use?
你猜猜看啊。
疾病，疾病用英文来讲。
Illness.
还有呢，类似的字啊 ，disease. 如果 disease 你把它分开来，变成什么
？If you take the word disease, what would that word be?
第一部分叫做 dis， 就是没有，对不对
？The first part is like there's none.
那么第二部分叫 ease， 就是容易简单的意思，对不对？
Ease, the second part ease is simple and easy.
意义就是没有压力, 是不是?
And there's no pressure.
现在许多的疾病是跟着压力, 跟着难处, 跟着罪, 跟着不能够赦免有关系。
So many sicknesses today is related to the stress and to the sin that we have.
从前有一个人啊, 他每一年都要住医院住了一次的医院, 每一年。
And sometimes go this person always have to go live in the hospital every year.
有一年很奇怪, 他不用住院了。
So one year is very special, and he doesn't have to go to the hospital.
没人问他说到底什么缘故。
And people ask him why.
他说以前我生病是因为我的里头有许多的难处，有许多的怨恨跟苦毒。
And he said, I was sick before because I have many difficulties and I have a lot of bitterness in me.
他说后来主感动我，我就是赦免了一些以前我不能够赦免的人。
By the grace of God, I have forgiven those I couldn't forgive before.
这个人得到医治。
So this person was healed.
赦免是赦免70个70次。
To forgive, you have to forgive 77 times.
你就得到安息。
Then you will have rest.
我们就要得到丰盛的生命。
We will receive that abundant life.
以弗所书第4章26节告诉我们, 生气可不可以?
And this, in Ephesians 4:20, it tells us that can we be angry?
生气却不要含怒, 却不可犯罪, 不是含怒。
Be angry but not sin.
不可含怒到日落。
You cannot have the anger through the sunset.
也不能够给魔给留地步。
Do not leave any ground to Satan.
这个是主的恩典。
This is the grace of the Lord.
我们最近感谢主，听到有 一个姊妹的见证。
And we thank God lately we heard a testimony from a sister.
我觉得主也是借着这个见证来牧养我。
I think God used this testimony to shepherd me.
这个见证我想也许有的弟兄姊妹已经知道了。
Maybe some of you brothers and sisters had heard about this testimony.
那么就请你暂时忍耐听一下。
So be patient and listen to it again.
那个就讲到这个题目就叫做 不要欺负他。
And this theme is do not take advantage of him.
有一位姊妹，她感谢神。 她为主实在是做了美好的见证。
And this sister had gave this good testimony.
我想在这里我不是要高举人。
And I'm not raising up people net here.
我乃是要高举基督耶稣的见证。
But I want to raise up the testimony given in Christ Jesus.
在大陆的时候，就夫妻两个人在同一个单位在做事。
And in China, the husband and wife work in the same unit.
两个人都没有信耶稣。
And none of them have believed in Christ yet.
但是在同一个单位工作，他们就认识，后来就结了婚。
And so because they knew each other from the same unit of work and they married each other.
我觉得我们的主是非常的幽默。
And our God is very humorous.
怎么幽默呢?
How?
他那个单位的老板就特别讲了一句话。
And the boss of the manager of the unit had said one thing.
他说啊，你要特别要记得一件事情。
He said you need to remember one thing.
结婚以后不可欺负你的先生。
And after you get married, you cannot take advantage of your husband.
我在猜大概这个个性。 太太个性是比较活动比较外向。
So I was thinking maybe the wife's character is more outgoing.
那么这个先生这个弟兄可能是比较安静。
And the husband may be more quiet.
我想我们的个性没有什么好坏。
I don't think there's any good or bad in our personality.
主要我们是不是会听主的声音。
But the key is can we listen to the voice of our Lord?
你知道结婚以后产生什么结果？
So after they got married, what happened?
在主的爱的里头，在主的牧养的里面，我想夫妻两个人，我相信都有改变。
In the love of our Lord, that both husband and wife have changed.
我想我们的姊妹当然也有改变。
And our sister have changed also.
那么她说她对她先生的称呼跟态度是怎样？
And what is how is she greeting her husband?
她说她尊他为一家之主。
And she called her to be the head of the household.
这是主的话。
And this is the word of the Lord.
我也相信这个弟兄也是算是爱他的妻子，如同教会基督爱教会一样。
And I also believe this brother, this husband is loving his wife just like the Christ is loving the church.
你可以看见在主的同在、平安、喜乐的里头的家庭是怎么样的家庭。
We can see that in the peace of God, that what kind of family there will be.
这是丰盛的生命。
This is the more abundant life.
在主的爱的里头，彼此的赦免，彼此的相爱。众人就知道我们是耶稣的门徒。
In the love of Christ, that we can love one another, so people will know that we are the followers of Christ.
第二个，我们讲到兼顾你的弟兄。And
secondly, we talk about to strengthen your brothers.
主怎么样牧养使徒彼得？
How did our Lord shepherd Apostle Peter?
在路加福音里头第22章。 这个是里头的记载。And
this is recorded in Luke chapter 22.
主说：“西门，西门，就是彼得，撒旦要得着了你。”
It says, "Simon, Simon, Satan wants to take you."
好塞你们像塞麦子一样。
To sift you like the wheat.
但我已经为你祈求。
But I have prayed for you.
我叫你不至于失去了信心，
so that your faith may not fail.
回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄。
When you turn back, you should strengthen your brothers.
兼顾你的弟兄，用另外一句话来讲，对我来讲，就是要牧养你的弟兄。
In another words to me, that is to shepherd your brothers.
比如说，主啊，我就是同你下监、同你受死，也是甘心。
But Peter said, Lord, I'm ready to go to prison for you.
比如说，彼得，我告诉你，今日鸡还没有叫，你要三次说不认得我。
And Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times that you know me.
但我们这是赞美感谢主。
And praise and thank the Lord.
我们知道在使徒行传里头，彼得开布道会的时候，一次有三千个人悔改，一次有五千个人悔改相信耶稣。
I know that in the book of Acts that when they have a meeting, Peter preach and 3,000 and 5,000 people and repent and believe in the Lord.
使徒彼得被主所使用的秘诀到底在哪里？
So what is the secret of Apostle Peter's in his preaching?
我觉得这个秘诀乃是跟随主。
And the secret is to follow the Lord.
继续的跟随主。
Continue to follow the Lord.
当他说错话的时候跟随主。
After you have said something wrong, continue to follow the Lord.
当他被主责备的时候继续跟随主。
When he is rebuilt, he continued to follow the Lord.
当他三次不认主的时候他愿意继续的跟随主。
Even after he denied Christ three times, he continued to follow the Lord.
最后我们的使徒彼得就要向主。
And finally, our Apostle Peter, he's like our Lord.
我们等等在交通到他的性格方面是怎么样向主。
And later on, we talk about how in his character, he's like the Lord.
今天你我也是一样。
Today is the same for you and I.
我们都是神的儿女。
We are all children of God.
许多说好像路加福音里头十五章里头那一位所谓的浪子。
It's just like in the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15.
你我都不像主耶稣。
We are not like our Lord Jesus.
但是我们不要灰心。
But do not lose heart.
要学习彼得继续的跟随主。
To learn from Apostle Peter that we continue to follow the Lord.
我们一起说跟随主。
Let's follow the Lord.
我们一起来说一次。
Let's say it
together. 跟随主。
Follow the Lord.
我们就要像主。
That we will be like the Lord.
下面一段讲到彼得称呼保罗是他亲爱的弟兄。
And the next part is saying that Peter called Apostle Paul his our dear brother Paul.
这个彼得后书第三章十四节到十六节这边所说的。
It's as recorded in 2 Peter chapter 3 from verse 14 to 16.
他说我称他为亲爱的弟兄。
Say my dear friends.
那么他说使徒保罗所说的话你们要听。
Now you have to listen to what the Apostle Paul is telling you.
我想如果知道一点他的背景，我想这个不是天然的人可以做出来的见证。
If you know the background, it's not a testimony from a natural man.
我们回到加拉太书第二章十一节到十六的那边，我们就可以看到一件事情。
From Galatians chapter 2 verse 11 and 12, we can see one incident there.
犹太人认为福音是给犹太人的。
The Jews think that the gospel is for the Jews only.
那么其他外邦人可能没有份。
And the Gentiles will not be part of it.
犹太人不容易脱离他们犹太人的传统。
It's hard for the Jews to leave aside their tradition.
有一天彼得到了安提阿。
So one day Peter was in Antioch.
那么因为保罗讲，因为他有可责备的地方，他就当面抵挡他。
And Paul said because there's something he is wrong was wrong with Peter, he rebuked him in the face.
彼得本来跟外邦人一起吃饭。
Peter was eating with the Gentiles.
听到说耶路撒冷有雅各那边来的人。
And heard that there's some Jews from the James from Jerusalem.
那么他就在那里作假。
And then he was pretending there.
那甚至于这当中因为知道像巴巴也是一样。
And even Barnabas was acting along with it.
我想我们都知道巴拿巴是保罗前面的弟兄。
And we know that Barnabas is ahead in Christ than Paul.
那么那一天好像巴拿巴好像也软弱也跌倒。
Seems like Barnabas also fell that day.
他也不敢跟外邦人一起吃饭。
And he was not willing was eating with the Gentiles.
我想我们都知道你我到底是怎么样的人。
We know that what kind of people you and I were.
我们都知道我们要谦卑，我们要学习谦卑。
We know that we need to learn to be humble.
可是我们经常讲到一句话，他说我可以我讲我自己的错误和讲我自己的缺点，但是 别人不能够讲我自己的缺点跟错误。
I can talk about my own mistakes and shortcomings, but other people cannot.
当别人说我们批评我们或者论到我们说我们里头到底是什么样的反应
？What kind of reaction we have when other people criticize us？
我想有个弟兄啊对我好，有一百次的当中，九十九次是对我好。
And if there's a brother who was good to me in 99 times out of 100,
只有一次对我不好。
But there's one time that he's not nice to me.
我不会记得九十九次，我只记得那一次。
I will not remember the 99 times, but only that one time.
而且要求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
我们该记得，我们却不记得。
What we need to remember, but we don't.
但我们不记得，却记得非常的清楚。
But what we shouldn't remember, but we do.
也许记一个月，也许记一年，也许记个十年。
Maybe we remember for a month and a year, maybe even 10 years.
上次我教用到箴言的两句话。
And last time I talked about this two verses from the Proverbs.
今天可能要变成多一句话，变成三句话。
And today I'll add one more, so three verses.
那个鼎为炼银，炉为炼金。
And this
对不起。
I forgot that. The furnace, silver is for the furnace, and the gold is for the cameraman. Somebody.
在箴言十七章第三节，请让给我们念一下。
箴言十七章十三节 ，OK. Proverbs 17:13. 第三节 ，right? Verse 3. Proverbs 17, verse 3. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold.But the Lord tests the heart.
那么我们要再读箴言第27章第21节。
And then Proverbs chapter 21, 27 verse 21.
行，他就告诉我们同样的字，前面很像。
It tells us a very similar verse.
鼎为炼银，炉为炼金。人的称赞也是如此。
The crucible is for the silver and the furnace for the gold. The Lord tests them both.
我想我们都是喜欢听好听的话。
I think we all want to listen to the good words.
称赞的话。
As the words of praise.
我们当然我们也需要能够彼此劝勉。
But I think we need to encourage one another.
这个就是我们每天的生活。
And this is our daily life.
但是如果讲到真实的爱，有时候。我们要讲的话是你我所不喜欢听的。
But when we in the true love, that there may be words that we are not willing to listen to.
我相信使徒保罗对彼得所说的话，就好像箴言第二十七章第五节、第六节所说的。
And I think Apostle Paul, when he's talking to Peter, are those words recorded in the Proverbs.
当面的责备。
The rebuke in the face.
那个我们一起来看啊，箴言二十七章第五节第六节。
In Proverbs chapter 27 verse 5 and 6。
二十七章第五节第六节。找到我们就一起来读好不好
？And when we find it, we can read it together.
我想不管英文中文，我们的主都听得懂。
If God was a Chinese or English, our Lord would understand.
我们一起来。当面的责备，强如背地的爱情，朋友家的伤痕，出于忠诚，仇敌连连亲嘴，却是多余。这是主的话。
This is the word of the Lord.
丰盛的生命从哪里来
？Where does the abundant life come from？
接受主的话。
To receive the word of the Lord.
接受主的教导。
To receive the teaching of the Lord.
接受主的责备
to receive the rebuke of the Lord.
当我们顺服的时候
when we are able to submit,
主就要把他的性格制作在我们的里头
God will put his character in us.
我们知道加州一个聚会是非常蒙神恩典的聚会
You know, there's a meeting in California is blessed by God.
我想我不必提到那个聚会
I don't think I need to talk about that meeting.
那个我们也知道，周弟兄走的时候，他加州，他就是很喜欢参加那个聚会。
And I think our brother Zhou, when he left to California, he likes to join that meeting.
我就记得今天记得神的仆人 他的教宗给我一些的光照。
But by the servant of God, that God gave me some revelation here.
你知道丰盛的生命从哪里来吗？
Do you know where does the abundant life come from?
非常基本的东西。
It's very basic.
从你我的习惯里头来。
It's from the habits of you and I have.
好的习惯不容易养成，但坏的习惯一下子就养成了。
It's hard to develop good habit, but the bad habit, it seems to be very easy.
有一个人说，
one man said,
他说我们的一生，我们的后半部的人生是根据于前半部的生活习惯。
He said the latter part of our life all depends on the habits we have in the first part of our life.
这个习惯，当然我们是讲到听主的话，听主的声音，顺服主的习惯。
And we're talking about the habit of listening to the word of God and obeying it.
如果我们经常听主的声音，经常顺服主，
If we often listen to the word of God and obey them,
我们不缺掉任何一个圣灵的感动，要我们顺服的机会。
We cannot lack any opportunity when the Holy Spirit wants us to obey.
我们在每件事情上尝试的顺服主。
In everything that we need to obey.
我们天天的顺服主。
In every day we need to obey.
有一天这个顺服成了你我的习惯。
And one day this obedience will become the habit of.
刚开始的时候我们要提醒我自己，我是一个基督徒，我需要好好听主的声音，顺服主。
In the beginning, we may have to remind ourselves that I'm a Christian. I need to obey and submit to the word of God.
到有一天，将成了你的品格，成了你的性格，就成了你的生命。
And one day, it will become your character, your personality, and become your life.
我们都知道读经祷告很重要。
We know that it's very important to read and the Bible and pray.
我们更知道那个运动很重要。
We also know that it's very important to exercise.
那今天运动，那么对我们身体是有好处。
The exercise is good for our body.
以前我一个老板就跟我讲说，我需要运动，我需要运动。
And I remember my boss used to tell me, I need to exercise, I need to exercise.
但是他就讲到说，我今天需要运动。
And then he said, I need to exercise today.
我读经祷告服侍神也是一样。
Similarly to read the Bible, pray and serve God.
这个不是一个可有可无的选择。
It's not something we can have or we can just choose from.
我想时间不在乎长短。
It doesn't matter how long.
今天重要的，我们在主的里头，我们就有一个祷告，有一个尾声，或者叫做 commitment.
Today we need to have that prayer and have that commitment.
主要祝福你我。
That God will bless you and I.
我天天的活在属灵神所心意的合主心意的生活习惯里头。
That we will live in a life that is pleasing to God daily.
你要看见你我要像主。
Then you will see that you and I will become like Christ.
不仅如今祷告，我们讲到探访服事也是一样。
Not only just prayer, but also visitation or serving God.
这个是丰盛的生命的来源。
And this is the source of the abundant life.
然后下面我们就交通到另外一位。
And then we want to talk about another person.
那么这一位就是使徒多马。
And this is Apostle Thomas.
那使徒多马是一个非常性格的使徒。
And Apostle Thomas has some personality.
那么我们都还记得在约翰福音第十一章的里面，
We remember in John, the book of John chapter 11,
讲到拉撒路从死里复活的事。
We talk about the resurrection of Lazarus.
但主耶稣在叫拉撒路复活以前， 他说了一些话。
But before our Lord raised Lazarus, he said something.
他说拉撒路睡了，拉撒路死了。
And it said that Lazarus has slept, or Lazarus had died.
但是多马的反应是什么，你知道吗？
So what's the reaction of Thomas?
在约翰福音十一章的里头，在第十六节，多马就讲说。
In John 11, verse 16, Thomas said.
他说我没 也和我们也去和他同死吧。
He said, "Let us also go, and we may die with him."
多马可以说是代表一个悲观主义者。
And we can say that Thomas is a very passive person.
另一方面也是非常可爱的一个弟兄。
And it's a very lovely brother.
他非常是表明他非常有义气，非常有勇气。
Seems like he had a lot of a boldness in him.
他说我们就以主耶稣一同同死吧。
He said, "Let's all go and die with our Lord."
不是其他门徒所有的。
And the other disciple didn't say that.
但是在接下去的，在圣经里头，我们知道后来主耶稣照多马所说的东西死了，对不对
？And and later on we saw that it's just like what our Lord said that he died, Lazarus died.
我们再看看多马的反应是怎样。
Let's see what is the reaction of Thomas.
在约翰福音第二十章二十四节。那边就告诉我们一件事情。
In John chapter 20 verse 24 tells us one thing there.
当耶稣复活向门徒显现的时候
，When our Lord resurrected and appeared to the disciples,
多马没有在那里。
Thomas was not there.
你知道为什么吗
？Do you know why?
因为他实在是太伤心。
Because he was really sad.
他太悲哀。
He was very sorrowful.
他说伤心到一个地步。他自己单独了来伤心
and to the point that he was just all alone by himself
但是到了过了第八天主耶稣特地向多马显现
and after 8 days a Lord appeared to Thomas in particular
然后主耶稣对多马说你过来伸过你的指头来摸我的手
And our Lord said to Thomas, "When you come over here, you can reach out with your hand and point at my hands.
伸出你的手来
and reach out your hand.
探入我的肋旁
put it into my side.
不要疑惑，总要信
Stop doubting and believe."
多马说
and Thomas said,
我的主，我的神
said, "My Lord and my God."
你对他说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见我就信的有福了。
And Jesus told him that because you have seen me and you believe, but blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
多马接受主的牧养
And Thomas received the shepherding of our Lord.
叫他凭着信心不凭着眼见
So that he can walk by faith and not by sight.
这样的人是有福的
And that person will be blessed.
这样的人是要得到丰盛的生命
And these kind of people receive the abundant life.
从多马身上我们可以学习到两个功课
and from the Thomas we can learn two lessons
第一个当你悲伤痛苦软弱的时候不要单独自己去悲伤跟痛苦
the first one when you are sad and sorrowful don't be just by yourself
你要活在弟兄姊妹在教会的弟兄姊妹的里头
you are to live among the brothers and sisters in church
无论是主日的聚会或者礼拜五的聚会或任何的聚会
or Sunday service or Friday or other meetings
当我们单独离开主的身体离开 主的教会的时候我们 在那里会更伤心更软弱
If we are alone by ourselves apart from the Lord then we will be even more sad and more sorrowful
第二个从多马身上有一个学习
And second lesson we can learn from Thomas
他有问题 他不会装成说他没有问题
If he had a question or problem he would not act as though he doesn't have one
他有问题他就追求 问题的解答跟回答
When he had the question he will look for the answer
一旦他有了回答
And once he had the answer
他就跟随主到底
He will follow Christ to the end
顺服主到底
To obey the Lord to the end
甚至于为主行道
Even to the point to die for the Lord
我想我们弟兄我记得冯弟兄以前他讲到的时候他讲到这个故事
I think our brother Fang had talked about this story.
我想我们就可以看 internet 看到有一个叫多马传。
And from the internet, I can see the bibliography of Thomas.
叫做 Acts of Thomas.
It's called the Acts of Thomas.
那么在这里头，这个是他的记载。
And this is what is recorded in that book.
到今天这个。印度的西南边仍然有主的教会在那里头。
in the southwest part of India, there is still church there.
那是神借着多马所设立的教会。
It's the churches that were set up by Thomas, through
Thomas. 他去之前有这么一段的故事。
But before he went out there, there's this story.
耶稣的门徒到各处去传福音。
The apostles of our Lord had went to different places to share the gospel.
那多马就分配到印度去。
And Thomas went to India.
多马就拒绝去。
And he sent the money there.
他说我的身体不好，我从我是希伯来人，我怎么能够到印度去传福音呢？
He said, my health is not good and I'm a Jew. How can I go to India to spread the gospel there?
后来主耶稣向他显现。
So the Lord appeared to him.
他说不要怕，去印度。
Do not be afraid, just go to India.
因为我的恩典与你同在。
Because my grace will be with you.
多马说除了印度以外，其他地方都可以去。
And Thomas said, I could go any place but India.
后来印度一个国王派了一个商人到耶路撒冷来。
And the king of India has sent a merchant to Jerusalem.
然后找一个木匠。
And looking for a carpenter.
后来我们的主就向这位商人显现。
And our Lord would appear to this merchant.
他说我可以把我一个木匠卖给你。
He said, I can sell you a carpenter.
后来这个商人同意要把多马买下来。
And he decided to, this businessman decided to purchase Thomas.
后来这个商人就对多马说。
And this man said to Thomas,
耶稣是你的王吗？
Is the Jesus your king?
多马说是的，他是我的王。
And Thomas said, yes, he's my king.
后来他说都我已经从你的主人把你买下来。
He said, I have purchased you from your master.
很奇怪，多马这次没有讲话。
And this time Thomas did not say anything.
非常安静。
He was very quiet.
第二天，多马对主耶稣说，我愿意去任何你要我去的地方。
And on the second day, Thomas told our Lord Jesus that I will go to any place you want me to.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
多马就是这个样子，就是这个老样子。
And he's just like that, Thomas.
就像你我一样，我们就是慢慢的相信，那么慢慢的跟随，慢慢的顺服。
And just like you and I, that we will slowly believe, and slowly we will follow, and slowly we will submit to the will of God.
感谢主，他是顺服，他是完全的顺服。
And we thank the Lord, he really obey and submit to the Lord.
他到印度以后，国王给他的金钱要去盖他的王宫。
And when he went to India, and the king there wanted to build the palace.
但多马确实把这些金钱就给了穷人。
But Thomas took the money and gave it to the poor.
国王说我的宫殿在哪里？盖好了没有？
And the king said, where is my palace? Is it finished?
他说啊，宫殿还没有盖好，但是你现在今生看不到，你死了以后就可以看得到。
He said, the palace is not finished. You cannot see it in this age, but when you, in the next life, you will see it.
感谢主，后来这位国王也信了耶稣。
And thank the Lord, this king also believed in Jesus.
教会就在基督的根基上，在印度的地方被建造起来。
And the church, and on the foundation of our Lord, that is built there.
主是何等爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
他的爱是一个永远的爱。
The love is for eternity.
他的爱是永久忍耐。
And his love is a long suffering.
又有恩慈。
And have grace.
他对多马怎么样？对你我也是怎样。
However, he treated Thomas will be the same to us.
有许多时候，我们听到一些的话是我们所不喜欢听的话。
And sometimes we listen to some words that we do not like to hear.
我觉得最近神也借着一个弟兄的见证，能够牧养我。
And lately, through a testimony of a brother, that God is shepherding me.
就讲到一个家庭，就姊妹先信主，可是后弟兄老是不信主。
And this family is the sister who first believed in Christ, and the brother would not do that.
那这个弟兄也是非常勤快的，参加礼拜五的聚会，参加查经，对主相当有科目，对主的话。
And this brother is also very enthusiastic. He would join every meeting and also searching for the word of God.
可是有一天他信了主。
So one day he also believed.
你说是怎么一回事吗？
So do you know what happened?
因为有一个弟兄他充满主的爱。他就送了一句很重的话。
And because another brother pulled off love of God and said something really heavy.
他说你不能信主耶稣是因为你的心里刚硬。
He said, you do not believe because you are, your heart is hardened.
感谢主借着这些话神的爱充满在这弟兄的里头他那天能够伏在神面前接受耶稣基督成为他个人的救主。
Thank God through that word that he was willing to submit and believe in the Lord that day.
这个是我们中国的弟兄对不对
And this is our brother.
我想到一个美国的弟兄啊。
And the brother in China. Here's another story from America.
那虽然在教会里头喜欢参加聚会，从少年青年到老年都一直参加聚会，可是就是没有信主耶稣。
This man and had joined the church and through youth to teenager and through adulthood, but never believed in Christ yet.
但是他有一个孙女。
But then he has a granddaughter.
有一天去礼拜天去聚会的时候。
And one day on Sunday, they went to church.
这个孙女敢讲话。
And the granddaughter started to say something.
我们中国人说童言无忌啊。
And the Chinese said that the younger one is so innocent that they have no reservation.
他说 ，Grandpa， 你看起来你不像个基督徒。
He said, Grandfather, you don't look like a Christian.
这 Grandpa 说，小孩子不要乱讲话。
So Grandfather said, don't speak ridiculously.
然后继续走路。
And so continue to walk.
这个孙女讲同样的话。
The grandpa said the same thing.
你不像个基督徒。
You're not like a Christian.
最后结果怎样，你知道吗
？So what's the result of that?
这位 grandpa 终于信耶稣了。
The grandpa finally believed in the Lord Jesus.
这是主的爱。
And that's the love of the Lord.
神的忍耐。
The patience of God.
神的恩慈。
The grace of God.
引我们悔改信主。
So that we can repent and believe in the Lord.
我最后还有几分钟啊。
I have a few more minutes here.
我想这。最后我们是交通到主对众圣徒的牧养
and we can share about the shepherd of all the things
就众圣徒的牧养在诗篇里就告诉我们他用心中的纯正手中的巧妙来牧养我们
and the psalmist said that he will shepherd us with the integrity of heart and
第一个我们讲到巧妙的引导
and first we want to talk about this a skillful hand that will be leading us
在诗篇119篇105节讲到说你的话是我脚前的灯路上的光
in Psalm 119 saying that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path
也是我们今天早上我唱的诗歌
it's the song that we have sang this morning
我们知道脚前的灯到底能够照多远
do you know how far is a lamp to your feet can shine
我们知道那个照的不会很远
We know that it's not going to be very far.
主的引导，主的光照，都是刚刚好符合我们的需要。
The light and the lead, guidance of our Lord is just enough for us.
不早不晚。
Not too early, not too late.
也不会太多，也不会太少。
Not too much and not too little.
这个是主奇妙的指引。
This is the skillful hand that's leading us.
有个弟兄就讲到，你知道主为什么不让我们知道的太多吗？
A brother said, "Do you know why our Lord doesn't want us to know too much?"
他说啊，你如果让我们知道前面的路都一帆风顺、非常顺利，他说我们可能就不会依靠主。
He said, "If we know too much that everything will be going just fine, then we will not rely on the Lord anymore."
相反的，如果知道前面的路充满了难处跟困难，我们就害怕要死，不敢走。
Or in another way, words that if there's too much difficulty and trials, then we'll be too scared to get on it.
所以神就是把那个刚好的光给了你我。
So God just give us just enough light.
叫我们能够天天的依靠他。
So we can rely on Him daily.
天天寻求他。
To search Him daily.
这是神巧妙的智慧跟引导。
This is the skillful hand to lead us.
下面讲到巧妙的牧养。
And then we talk about the skillful hand that's shepherding us.
我想最后我们念主耶稣说，不要为明天忧虑。
And our Lord said, "Do not worry about tomorrow."
他说：“你看天上的飞鸟。”
He said, "Look at the birds on the sky."
也不种也不收。
They don't sow and they don't reap.
你们天父却是养活他。
And yet our Lord had keep them alive.
他告诉我们说：“不要为明天忧虑穿什么。”
And said, "Do not worry about tomorrow what we should wear."
他说：“啊，野地的百合花。”
He said, "The lilies on the field."
也不劳苦也不纺线。
And they don't need to do anything.
我告诉你，就是所罗门最荣华的时候，还比不上这朵花。
He said that even the splendor of Solomon cannot be compared to this flower.
有个弟兄啊，他那个他说每天起来，如果外面是出了大太阳。
He said a brother said that if every day he wakes up, it's all sunshine outside.
但是他有一件事情啊，他就要开始认罪悔改。
But one thing he needs to confess and repent.
我想我们现在已经秋天，对不对？
You know that this is the fall now.
秋天到底漂亮不漂亮？
Is it pretty in the fall?
特别这个礼拜，那个树叶开始从变红色，对不对？
Especially this week, the leaves turning red now.
我们可以看见神创造中的奇妙。
We can see the amazing creation of God.
这个弟兄说，当我起来出了大太阳，我看不见蓝天白云绿色的草。我就要开始在神面前祷告。
And it says, when I get up and see the sun, but then I do not see the blue sky or the green grass, then I need to pray.
他要开始认罪悔改。
To confess and repent.
他说我可能已经开始在忧虑什么事情。
Maybe I'm worrying about something.
然后他就说，从日出之地到日落之处，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
That from sunrise to sunset, we need to bless the name of the Lord.
很奇怪，他这样宣告的时候，他的忧虑不见了。
And as he proclaimed that, then his worry had passed away.
有时候难处太多，难处太大，胜不过忧虑。
And sometimes we have too much difficulties, then we cannot overcome this worry.
他就呼喊主的名说：“主耶稣快来了！”
And he will call out to the name of the Lord. The Lord is coming back soon.
啊，主耶稣明天就回来了。
And the Lord is coming back tomorrow.
那一切的问题都要解决了。
All these problems will go away.
感谢主，主好像没有垂听他的祷告。
But thank God that God did not listen to that prayer.
但奇怪，他的忧虑不见了。
But however, his worry had gone away.
呼求主名就必得救。
When we cry out to the Lord, we will be saved.
我们下面也讲到日用的饮食。
And then we talk about the daily need we have.
日用饮食赐给我们。
The daily food was given to us.
不是一个礼拜，也不是一个月，也不是一年，也不是十年。
It's not a week, a month, or a year, or 10 years.
我想我们都知道。姐妹最知道，在冰箱里头有很放很久的东西，后来就坏掉，就丢掉了。
We know, especially our sister, we know there are things in the fridge that been too long, we have to throw it away.
东西堆积在后面，看不到。
Because things are packed in the back of the fridge and you cannot see it.
或某方面讲，我们感谢主，这个神给我们预备那个天天的丰富。
And this thank the Lord that God prepared for the daily abundance.
也许冰箱里头可以足够一个月，或者有些还有冻箱，也许可以半年不买肉。
And some maybe it's enough for a month, and some have a big freezer maybe for 6 months.
主是的心意是要我们天天的依靠他。
But the heart of God is so we can rely on Him daily.
日用饮食今天赐给我们。
Give us our daily bread.
我们也知道，在箴言列士的30章第七节到第9节是讲到不贫穷也不富足。
You know, in Proverbs 30, it tells one thing that asking for God so that we will not be poor or not be rich.
他说，如果我太富足的话，我会忘记耶和华是谁。
If I am too rich, I forget who the Lord is.
如果我太贫穷，我自己会偷窃，就亵渎神的名。
If I'm too poor, then I will steal and I will dishonor the name of the Lord.
这个是神奇妙的牧养。
And this is the shepherding of our Lord.
那在下面就是很简单的就讲到，主实在是牧养你我的主。
And continue to talk about that our Lord is really shepherding us.
我们今天主给我们信心的时候，我们就是信靠他，能够活出他牧养的见证了。
That as we have faith from the Lord, that we can live out this life as being shepherded by the Lord.
我经常是讲到乌鸦与寡妇的供应。
We talk about the provision from the raven and also from the widow.
以利亚是旧约中差不多是最伟大的先知。
Elijah is probably the greatest prophet in the Old Testament.
当地上饥荒不下雨的时候
，When there was famine and there was no rain on the earth.
神就叫以利亚去到一个溪水基利溪的溪水边。
And God wants Elijah to go to the stream by the land of Gilead.
然后说你要喝溪里的水，哎，我会差派乌鸦雕肉来喂养你。
So you are to drink from the brook there, and then I'll send ravens to give you food.
然后后来溪水干了。
And later on, the brook dried up.
后来 神耶和华就跟以利亚讲说，你要去找一个寡妇，那个寡妇将要供养你。
And God told Elijah, just go to the widow. Widow will provide for you.
神的意念高过我们的意念。
And the mind of God is higher than ours.
神的道路高过我们的道路。
And His path is the way of God is higher than our way.
但我们的神是一个慈爱的神。
Our Lord is a gracious Lord.
那么在这里头叫我们能够信靠他。
So that we can trust in Him.
神喂养了以利亚，喂养寡妇，直到饥荒过了。
And God will provide for Elijah and also the widow until the famine has passed.
下面讲到难处中的牧羊。
And now we talk about the difficulty in the shepherding.
这个要马太福音25:31-44那边所说的。
In Matthew chapter 25, from verse 31 to 40, it talks about that.
当然那边好像是讲到犹太人。
It seems like it's talking about the Jews there.
那么在大灾难当中所发生的事。
And things that was happening in the great tribulation.
但今天来讲，我们今天我们不只是犹太人，我们是新的犹太人。
Even though we're not Jews, but we are the new Jews.
我想我们可以交通到主对我们的牧养。
We can talk about the shepherding of our Lord towards us.
那么在那段的圣经里头，那个主耶稣对义人说，他说啊，他就讲到一件事情，他说因为我饿了你给我吃，我渴了你给我喝。
And the Lord was telling these people that to the righteous people, because when I was hungry, you feed me. When I was thirsty, you give something for me to drink.
我做客旅，你由我住。
When I was a stranger, you invite me in.
我赤身裸体，你给我穿。
When I was needing clothes, you clothed me.
我病了，你们来看顾我。
When I was sick, you came to visit me.
义人说，我哪有做这些事情。
And the righteous man said, when did I do all these things?
这位王说
，And the king said, replied.
他说坐在弟兄一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上。
And whatever you did at the least of my brother, you have done it on me.
主虽然没有把许多的难处、疾病、患难离开我们
，Even though God had not left all these trials, tribulation, and difficulties to leave us,
但是我们的主总是有感觉。
But then our Lord has feeling.
任何一个难处
，in every difficulties.
任何一个患难
，in every trials.
我们的主里头蛮有感觉
，that God will have feeling for us.
他是与我们一同经过每一个患难、每一个难处的主。
And He will go through all these difficulties together with us.
他是一个牧养你我的主。
He's the shepherd that will shepherd you and I.
有的时候，神就借着弟兄姊妹，在主的里头。来牧养我们的弟兄姊妹。
And sometimes through brothers and sisters, he will shepherd us.
我现在就讲到两个见证。
I want to talk about the two testimonies here.
上一次我们第三个主日福音交通聚会的时候，我曾经交通到这件事情。
And last week when we in our visitation meeting, I talked about it already.
第一个见证。
The first testimony.
一个姊妹第二天要接受乳癌的手术。
The sister on the next day he went to receive
cancer surgery.
To cancer surgery.
对不起。然后他去那一次他去参加聚会。
And on that day he joined the meeting.
在聚会的里头我们就有许多的探访，许多的打招呼，等这个美国姊妹，我们所说的就给他一个神的仆人就给他一个 hug。
And came to the meeting and she was greeted and everything and people giving her a hug.
然后后来这个姊妹就写了一个谢卡。
And this sister wrote a thank you card.
说当你安慰我、拥抱我的时候，我感觉好像主耶稣充满他把他爱充满在我的里头。
When you comfort me, when you help me, I felt like the love of the Lord had.Comforted me.
我现在知道我能够经过这一段可怕的日子。
And now I know I can go through these difficult days.
是主差了你来帮助我、安慰我。
That the Lord has sent you to come and help me.
教会有关怀、有爱，这是美好的。
There's loving and care in the church. That's good.
但是当这位弟兄、神的仆人安慰这个姊妹的时候，他一点不晓得第二天会发生什么事。
So when this servant of the Lord, this brother, he didn't know what's going to happen the next day.
但主知道。
But the Lord knows.
圣灵知道。
The Holy Spirit knows.
第二个见证。
The second testimony.
有一个弟兄，他家庭是有难处。
And there's a brother, he had difficulty in the family.
因为第二天，他的妻子就要离开他。
Because the next day, his wife will leave. Him.
但是他有心，还是来到主的面前。
But he still come before the Lord.
我们的主荣耀牧养他。
And our Lord shepherd him.
什么样牧养他
？How?
他就有个祷告，说今天聚会以后，如果有一个弟兄、神的仆人来安慰我，我就知道，这个是你的旨意。
And he said, after the meeting, if there's a brother who will come and comfort me, then I know it is your will.
后来这个聚完以后，这个弟兄、神的仆人就把手放在他的肩膀上。
So after the meeting, the servant of God just put his hand on his shoulder.
没有讲话。
Didn't say anything.
但是这位弟兄感觉到主的爱、主的同在在他身上。
But this brother can feel the love and the abidance of the Lord with him.
这个神的仆人他也不知道第二天这位弟兄的妻子、他的太太将要离开他。
And this servant of God did not know that the next day that the wife will leave him.
当然圣灵带领我们看怎么样爱主、服侍主的儿女们。
And may the Holy Spirit help us to how to love and serve the brothers and sisters in church.
主今天要使用你我。
Today God want to use you and I.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
一同起来。
Let's stand up together.
与主一同牧养。
To shepherd together with the Lord.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主说，坐在最小的弟兄身上，就是坐在我身上。
The Lord said, whatever you do to the least of the brothers, you're doing it unto him.
最后,
and finally,
这是一个完全的牧养。
This is a complete shepherding.
保罗在哥林多后书第十二章,
in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul said,
他做一个见证。
He had a testimony.
那个时候是14年以前的见证。
It's a testimony from 14 years ago.
他写哥林多后书的时候的14年以前的见证。
And when he was writing the book of Corinthians, it's 14 years before.
我们都知道这个背景。
We know the background of this.
他被提到天上去。
He was raised up to heaven.
他听到了一些天上的言语。
He heard of the language in heaven.
但是结果是什么呢？
But what's the result of that?
结果说，我们知道有一根刺就交在保罗身上。
There's a thorn on the flesh of Paul.
他虽然三次祷告，
even though he prayed for three times,
这个刺并没有离开他。
The thorn did not leave him.
主的回答是什么？
What is the answer of our Lord?
他说我的恩典乃是在软弱人身上显得完全。
He said, my grace is sufficient for you, and the power will be made perfect on the weakness.
我想保罗的试炼不是你我，神量给你我的试炼。
Maybe the trials of Paul will not be measured on us.
这个是特别的恩典。
This is special grace.
这是一个特别的牧养。
The special shepherding.
一个完全的牧养。
The complete shepherding.
是神的智慧的牧养。
It's the wisdom of God to shepherd us.
叫保罗能够为神所使用。
That Paul can be used by God.
他写了大部分的新约的书信。
He had written many books in the New Testament.
用脚走路传遍了亚西亚欧洲的福音。
Traveling by on foot to spread the gospel to the whole Asia Minor.
今天你我愿意为神所使用吗？
Today are you willing to be used by God?
我们愿意听主的话。
Are we willing to listen to the word of God?
接受他的教导。
To receive his teaching.
接受他的责备。
To receive his rebuilding.
主就要把他的性格著作雕刻在你我的身上。
God will put his character onto you and I.
每次的顺服。
That every time when we obey,
我们多有主耶稣一点。
We will have received a little bit more of the Lord.
主的性格。
The character of the Lord.
我们就更像主。
We will be more like the Lord.
这是丰盛的生命。
This is the abundant life.
我想今天时间就交通到这里。
等
神祝福他自己的话语，把时间交给其他弟兄。
Pause here and may God bless His own word.